opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 7, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment, but Bad Bob's not, as he sits here in his flowery Hawaiian shirt.
As I sit here with my mouth hanging open. Hey, it's after Easter.
He is sitting here in his Hawaiian shirt, which to me is not like the first robin flying in, or this is not like the swallows coming back to Capistrano. This, to me, is the harbinger of spring.
Well, we're just moving right into it. What a difference a few days makes. Abundant sunshine today and a high of, depending on who you ask, 82 to 86. The high pressure ridge building back up. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. Tomorrow could see us breaking the 90 degree mark in April, which has happened before.
90 degrees in April.
Continued overnight low in the around 60 degrees. Thursday, we're going to see some clouds moving in. Friday, chance of rain and a little bit better chance over the weekend. Next several days, we'll have really hot and then it'll rain, which means, of course, the humidity goes somewhere and through the roof right now in Reading. We have 55 degrees in this report. Oh, by the way, the lake has reached another milestone, 1,050 feet above sea level, and that leaves us 17 feet from the top. This all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Weather customers are warm friends. Come another couple of days, and it's going to be cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, better known, with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Locally owned, of course. Great company. This thing about 90 degrees tomorrow. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
You've been driving your dogs around and your loved ones and just leave them in the car because it's okay.
Not anymore.
Now they're going to get sick. Now they're going to get hurt if you do that. So, anyway, happy Tuesday to everybody. Sun Gold, Jarhead, RTE. Hey, what happened to Onion Grower? Remember Onion Grower?
Yeah, I remember.
He was there. And then he just kind of like, you know, unless he's changed his
They sort of come and go, you know.
In the chat room. I'm sure he's still out there listening someplace. A lot of things happening. Today we're going to have on the Siskiyou County
Dr.
Sheriff.
Dr. Murray is here, by the way. Go ahead. Oh, say hi to Dr. Murray.
I didn't see Dr. Murray. Oh, there she is. Hello, Dr. Murray. Today, Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopey is going to come on and talk about the reformation of the death penalty in California in the sense that it doesn't work, that what about the victims' rights? And it's a large organization that's gotten together to do something about this. The fact is having gone down and visited San Quentin and seen the place down there and had the lectures from the staff down at San Quentin, 760 people, you know, give or take one or two, because a lot of times they'll get one in and second, you know, they'll die, usually by old age or a disease. They're not putting any of them to death. It costs $100,000 for each one per year there because, it's not just securing them in their own cell, which they have. And if you look at them, they've got them kind of stacked on each other, almost like, I hate to say it like this, but it's chicken cages, except they've got more room. And they go to the bathrooms by themselves, the whole thing, because they're condemned to death. And over half of them on death row have never ever been arrested before. Yeah, that statistic right there blew me away.
And what the other statistic that blew me away is these lawyers working at taxpayer expense, mind you.
That's right. If you're on death row, you get a free lawyer.
And all these lawyers need is two or three of these people, and that's their career. That's their six-figure plus career.
That's it. and they go up there occasionally. Yeah, that's just the way it is. See, if you're going to, and that's why when I had, we had Ed Schroeder come in here that day and talk about the, why he thinks there should be no death penalty, and he's a guy that was down there in the midst of it for 30 years. And it wasn't because he didn't think they deserved to pay the final price. He says they just don't, and it's costing the taxpayers so much money. And just the, you know, just the graft and corruption that goes along with that. It's quite amazing. So I can't wait for John Lopey to come on to talk about this, to throw these things out too. Also, Relay for Life is going to be here. They have a big event every year, which is to raise money for cancer awareness. Now, I went to, I told you this weekend I went to the Healing Waters fly fishing. And veterans, I want to talk to our disabled veterans out there. I went to the meeting last night over at VFW 1934. Now, you don't need to be a member of VFW 1934 to be a member of the Healing Waters group. And then last night it was probably about 20, 22 men that were there. Women are, of course, invited. The whole idea behind this is that if you're a veteran and you're disabled, that you kind of get together with other people. And last night was a class. It was just a basic class on fishing equipment. What the rod's made out of, and how you know the line, how it's tied, and all this, and all these questions. But frankly, it's fly fishing. And for the first 40 minutes I was in there, I felt like I was an alien that had been studying the English language my whole life, and I was set down in a group, and I did not understand anything they were saying. I understood words, you know, they were talking, you know, basic words. Oh, they get into the butt line, they get into the, you know, they're getting into tying flies, Bob. When they get into that, Bob, the point is that when it's their own language. It's like tech people with their own language. And I sat there and I thought, I wonder what that means. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so, well, okay, what's a butt line? I finally asked the question. Okay, well, I understand the concept behind this, but what is this? And so they explained it to me. Oh, good question. And they explained it and they find out that other guys are in there, whom I thought they were all just like these fishermen of great import, you know, that have been doing this their whole lives. And no, there was several others like me, just started. Ranger Rick Ortega was in there. And Ranger Rick, who then, as I've mentioned before, I'm going to say it again because he's probably listening, he set the sunburn record for having the worst sunburn of anybody on the river Sunday. he's still even bright. You know what? You can turn the lights off and he glows enough for everybody to take notes.
This is the time of year when you get severe sunburns because you're not expecting it because the air temperature is not that cold, but the sun is very intense.
It's it. Anyway, but what I'm trying to get at is this. If you want to learn how to fly fish and you're a disabled veteran or a veteran with disabilities, then you need to come to this club and join because it is all free. It is free, absolutely free. And you can learn how to fly fish. There's taking on trips and all those things. And it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for our veterans.
May I address something that came up in the chat room briefly? We haven't made the paperwork changes yet on the website, but Salem Radio Network did some moves, changed up their lineup, and Hugh Hewitt has moved into the morning slot on SRN Network, and Larry Elder has taken over the Hugh Hewitt slot in the evening, and we'll have to reflect that on our website. But that is the new Salem Radio Network lineup.
Okay. Yeah, we knew that. They were coming through with this.
Yeah. So we just got to update our website is all.
All right. The other thing, because we were approached by other people, too, for Herman Cain. So, but I like Larry Elder. Okay. Let's take a quick break. But right here, it's the first part of our show is brought to us by our newest client, Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds. If you've never used Budget Blinds, and we have, you need to go down and give them a call. They are located, of course, right here in town. You can give them a call at 226-9027. Let me tell you why. At Budget Blinds, locally owned, service and the peace of mind knowing that Budget Blinds offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that can work in your budget. And we are always looking at things that are within our budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team is dedicated to giving you a design help to create a home that reflects your personality. This is important. So Budget Blinds, we've used Budget Blinds before. They give just outstanding work, and they care about what happens. So if you're looking now, you know, it's getting to be summer. It's going to come up. You need things, window treatments, things to keep your house cooler, save electricity so that you're not running that air conditioner too hard all the time. Give Budget Blinds a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Right here and ready. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:17 in the morning here, April the 5th, 2016. 62 degrees out there, going up to 86 today. Are you ready?
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30443.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda.
Boy, does this define the current political climate.
Everybody pick up a gun. This is what's going on. Yeah. Better stop. Oh, for mankind. Okay, again, 7:20 in the morning, and I'll stop singing. 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. That's right, Northern Firearms. When he says Northern, means all of Northern California. Now he's worked his way down into Southern California. Ted Leidy, this is what he does. This is his business. All of his instructors are NRA trained, professional NRA instructors. And they will provide, this is probably one of the few companies, if not the only, that will provide firearms for you. If you haven't picked out that right firearm for your concealed carry class, they'll provide firearms for the class and then help you select the right firearm for you. That's right.
Take your class before Gavin Newsom makes it illegal.
There you go. Do it now. Register online at readingccw.com or call Ted at 999-1822. Hey, by the way, the advanced class, for all you people with your CCW and you want to take that next step up, we're having an advanced class here at the end of this month, May 1st. So you need to get into that. We only have 12 spots, and I think there may be two left or three at the most. Anyway, let's go to the phones.
And this would be Jim.
Hello, well, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning. Listen, Richard and I were talking last night after the meeting, and we just wanted to let you know that we really appreciate you helping us this weekend and coming to our meeting last night. We know you got a lot of pokers in the fire, and sometimes it's hard for you to get to these things, but we really appreciated you coming, and you did a great job Sunday at the dinner. So.
Well, you know what? Thank you. You know, it's an honor to be asked to do these things. And
yeah.
and I tell you, I believe in this. I believe in this program. I think it's a great idea. We need to get a lot more people into it, and a lot of our younger veterans, of course. But I hear what it does for people, and you see the results. I mean, this is a national program, and the fact that it does lead to positive results. You heard the guy from Long Beach the other day, you know, been in drugs for what, 30 years in his life, which is destroying his life, and when he came into this is something that he could focus on after that. So it helps everybody.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing, you know, what we do out there. But don't want to take up a whole lot of your time. We just wanted to thank you and let you know that we appreciate you. The community needs to know you do more than just hang around the radio station and talk.
More than just a pretty face.
You should
face,
see
huh?
him on Monday morning.
Yes.
All right. Faith, Jim, thanks very much. Thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you.
All right. Hey,
Carl Bott, man about town.
Well, Carl Bott. You know, if you're gonna start a radio station, and listen, Linda and I say that. Listen to Linda; she's even better at it than I am. If you're gonna start a radio station, a community radio station, then damn it, have a community radio station. It reflects your community. Get out in your community. Give your community a voice. That's kind of the idea. You know what? You're never gonna find cookie cutter here.
Yeah,
you're not gonna find, because first of all, we can't cookie cut because frankly, I don't have the temperament to be cookie cutter.
Never.
All right. Hey, Governor Brown. Wait a minute. Let's go. They signed the deal on the dams on the Klamath to come down. Well, at least they've agreed on it. The Congress is not. They're bypassing Congress. They're going through the Federal Energy Regulation Commission. Now, this means these four dams on the Klamath are coming down, and the company that owns these dams is going to take them down themselves, I guess, by 2020. They're going to start in 2020 pulling these dams down. Now, the tribes that are involved in this, there's three tribes, and they are quite happy about this because this brings back their subsistence fishing, they say, and their ceremonial fishing. My question is can if it's the tribes, can they fish year round? They can't fish year round.
I don't know
because
what
first
rules
salmon
may
aren't there
or
all
may
the time.
Not apply to them, but they're also going to acquire an awful lot of very valuable land.
Well, they also say things like they're also going to They've also received water rights. But when they say is when you take this dam down, it's not just these dams down, it's not just for the salmon. It's also will allow the Klamath Valley to have more water. Now, we're going to get Nadine Bailey on. Nadine is taking this side of it. You've got to take these dams down. But it seems to me if you don't have a way of holding the water, how can you have more water, Bob? That was the question. Bob's reading the chat room going and answering these things as fast as he can. But I don't understand. If you have this runoff and you have the water just continually flows, how do you keep water from when it's not flowing as much?
That does beg a question, and the other question is, there is a pretty, you know, where's all the stuff going to go? Where is all the material that has been backed up behind the dams go? What happens to those residences that are in that area? And it's just going to be a big old mess. And it is a mess. And it's,
well, that's why I want to bring Nadine in. Nadine will give us the other side of this, is why it's a good idea. Because I know that we've been getting things that the reason, you know, some of the things they're doing here, like the silt, the massive amount of silt behind these four dams
with more than a little bit of mercury in it.
I imagine it does. And how long have those dams been there? I mean,
I'll look up the Kopko Dam.
Just see how long they've been here, but the amount of silt. But they must have ways of handling this. We were approached about hiring to move 246,000 tons of concrete, busted up concrete from a dam over in the Bimbo over there in Humboldt County. So, I mean, I figured that they must have they do it in such a way as that they reroute the water. Could that be the way they do it? Do they have room to reroute the water around the dam or not?
I don't know
what these dams look like.
The dams are owned by Pacific Corp. They
right.
were built between 1903 and 1962.
Okay, well, and they're all there hydroelectric, but so that power source goes away too. So how do they handle that thing with the power source? They're going to lose hydroelectric power for the customers there. And they say that the customers and investors are going to pay to remove the dams. Well, why would the customers in a power corporation do that if it means they're going to – they probably don't have a choice, because this is what Pacific Corps or Pat Corps is going to do.
Yeah, it's a total of four dams coming out, the largest of which is, I believe, Iron Gate. It's a very complicated issue, and we do need to get
some folks in here.
We need
to have both sides in here and talk about this. No, it really is, because what kind of impact is that going to have on us down here? I mean, is it going to impact on us?
One thing that is intriguing, though, of course, is the elimination of a fair number of megawatts from the electric generating grid.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is, they're saying, you know, hydroelectric is. I know that California doesn't believe in it, but it is a renewable resource, but not anymore if you take the dams away. It's a non-polluting resource. So it's just the whole thing. The whole thing needs to be explained a little bit better than what we're doing, obviously. All right. The other thing, college students do believe in free speech. They believe in the First Amendment. Up to a point. They say there should be restrictions on college campuses. Why? We don't know. A Gallup survey shows confidence in the First Amendment. However, more than half of college students say campus speech restrictions can be justified. You know, again, this goes on how they ask the question, right? How they ask the question is, you know, do you think that people should be able to say anything on campus, even if it maligns a person of another race or ethnic or gender? And if you say, you know, and most college students, because they haven't been out there in the streets, say, nobody's feelings should be hurt. No, you can't hurt feelings. But I believe in the First Amendment. But I think there should be restrictions on calling people names. But that's the way they think.
My feelings get hurt when I see these students tearing down the American flag and burning it and putting up the flag of another country in its place. That offends me. But since I'm kind of white, I guess that doesn't count.
We're going to take a break here, but I just want you to know, here's some things about Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris never dials the wrong number. You answer the wrong phone.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I've got all these facts about Chuck Norris.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kind of intersperse them during the day. Hey, we got Relay for Life when we come back in. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. 62 degrees, going up to 86 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. 729 in 15 seconds.
On the dark side, oh yeah, on the dark side, oh. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic. Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nevad. It is 7:33 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by the Backel and Brew.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
I have to or she'll kill me. Backel & Brew, located at 2143 Philtop Drive, is your place for not only great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, but the funnest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that will literally knock your socks off. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, is open 7 days a week. It's a veteran-owned store, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Always there at Tobacco & Brew. Great place. Does so much for our community. Love those guys. By the way, it's a little-known fact, but Chuck Norris is incapable of having a heart attack. Yeah, so you people think he's getting a little bit older. Okay, I am here with Michelle and Mike from KIXC. They're trying to figure out what's going on here. I'm just going through my Chuck Norris phase today. And we're going to talk about Relay for Life. So, Michelle.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us this morning. So, today Mike and I are coming in because not only are we just really proud to work for your local public television station, but we're also...
We love KIXC.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Me
Carl.
Too.
That is a great... You know what? KIXC, you're over 50 years now.
We are over 50.
50 years. And it is... I mean, it's just community. It's a community. Plus, I mean, yes, but you can only get shows, certain shows on this station that you would never get anywhere else. Everybody said, oh, you know what? Oh, look at all these stations out there. They do history, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but, you know, you all do things that you're never going to see anywhere else.
No, that's a true
I mean,
story.
That's true. I mean, you're not going to get Curious George in other places. They've got new cartoons that are just completely strange, you know, where little sponges mm-hmm. are running around in short pants. You're not going to get Curious George. You don't get Lawrence Welk. Now, people laugh, but Lawrence Welk, come on. I bet you've got a lot of people looking at that. Okay, maybe not a lot.
Yeah.
But
A lot of the seniors.
Well, but that's just an example. But then you have a lot of great programming on there.
You know, we do. And it's because we're community supported, and which is why we can give back and support the community by being a media sponsor for the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life, which, you know, is just around the corner.
That's right. And that, in fact, is why you were here today to talk about is Relay for Life.
So absolutely.
What is Relay for Life for somebody that's been under a rock or just moved here and doesn't know what it is?
So the American Cancer Society as a whole, it's nationwide, and it raises funds to help those who are cancer research, because the goal is to find a cure. And wouldn't it be wonderful to wake up one day and say, you know, hey, because of our community and because of our support, we were able to find a cure. And so we're really proud to support the American Cancer Society.
Well, you know, it used to be is that cancer meant that it was a death sentence, but it's not anymore.
It's not, and Mike's here to prove that.
Mike is one of our cancer yes. survivors.
Right, and I just remember when I went through in 2007 and 2008, going through all my surgeries and different things, that process that I had to go through, and chemo and radiation. But I remember coming out in 2009, and I didn't know, I was by faith that I knew that I was going to be healed and coming out of this.
Yeah.
And I saw a little plug in the record searchlight saying there's going to be a meeting at the Relay for Life up on Placer in a church. And so I just was drawn to go there because of I felt there was something there that I was just want a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share. And I wanted to be a part of something. And so I got there, and then I became a part of the Survivors Committee.
Right.
And then in 2010 was able to share my story before the whole crowd out there. But being a part of that is you want to be, because you're with other survivors. And it so much means, and your caregivers. Mm-hmm. It's just so much enthusiasm, but we're fighting a cause because we are going to win victory over this one of these days.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you get things like this is that we, of course, have a variety of oncologists on, Dr. Primula Danuka and others mm-hmm. that are on. And the one thing they say is there's kinds that are beatable right away.
Right.
And those are breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer. With regular testing, you mm-hmm. can catch it early, and the person is going to live a normal life after that, you know, because it can be fixed. But there's so many others, too, once they can find them and go in there, and research is being made in great strides. Mm-hmm. Is the war over? Oh, no. But there are strides making, and this is
that's
what
so
Relay
true.
For Life is.
Well, and that's what the funds are that we're doing here locally. So we have some big goals, but we know we have a great, generous community coming together. Just to read just a couple of facts so our listeners kind of know what
sure.
we're talking about. So Relay for Life is going to be at Shasta College on the 30th of April. It's an overnight event, so it's 24 hours. The next day is when we do our closing ceremony. So it starts. It's all the 9 o'clock hour. So if you come on, go on relayforlife.org, sign up. Have a team. That's where it really makes a difference. You start your fundraising. You get your community together. You get out there. Everyone, as you go around the lap, you know that's a lap closer we are to finding a cure. So you want to do that. We have a goal of $110,000 this year.
Now, you put together teams, and the teams go out and say, okay, if you'll sponsor me for so many miles.
You can do that, or you can have a fundraiser.
The
so let's say a lot of teams might get together and do a spaghetti feed. Some do car washes. Some might have a yard sale. There's no
All
wrong
types.
Way
there's,
to there, relay.
There's no wrong way to raise money for,
That's
for
right.
fight cancer. I had one of our guys, and his brother just kind of trotted along with him for 50 miles. I mean, you know, Santos, he's a driven
wow.
young man. And his brother, who didn't work out before,
mm-hmm.
just has this kind of natural ability to run, just stayed up with him and just kept looking at him. And I thought Santos on the 44th mile was going to kill him because
wow.
he was running backwards at this point. And so anyway, but there are so many ways to raise money. Just
mm-hmm.
like you said, barbecues, car washes, gun raffles.
Right. No, it happens.
Everything.
You're absolutely
everything.
Right.
People spend the night out there. There's
right.
breakfast. There's food provided in some of the
areas.
There's
music.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, there is something for everyone. When you start talking about community events, this is all inclusive. And it's all with a common goal, and that's to raise funds for the American Cancer Society. And, you know, those funds, they all go into this amazing pot. So every community is raising funds across the nation. It all goes into this wonderful pot of money and resources where here we locally, if we connect with our American Cancer Society here locally, they will connect us with the funds, which is pretty awesome. So if we use it, then they know we need more in our community. So it's very important to be able to go to your American Cancer Society. Tell them what your need is. Do you need with transportation? Do you have a need with look good, feel good? So that, you know, when you're going through treatment and some women just, or men, you just need to look good and feel good. There's a program that can help you achieve that. And then there's also like meals. You need help with meals. There's so many programs. We don't even have time to list them all today. But I know that if you go to the AmericanCancerSociety.org, you'll see a complete
list. And if you're going through these, treatments, I mean, it just wipes you out. I mean, mm-hmm.
It was. What I want to say first, get back to what you mentioned about preventative tests.
Yeah.
I delayed it because I had an excuse. My deductible was too high on my insurance.
Right.
And I did not do my preventive because I got colorectal cancer.
Oh.
So the colon my doctor was telling me you need to take your test. And said, no. Well, I waited a year and he says, well, let's do a stool test. And it came back, you need to take this. Something was wrong. And so then they did the colonoscopy. And all the guys were joking at the station. Yeah, it's just going to pull polyps out. You know. Well, they did find cancer. And then the whole process for the next year was radiation and chemo at the same time for 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was a little rest. Then I went and had surgery. Then the doctor told me ahead of time, Dr. Stone says, if I don't think it's going to be healed, you're going to be ileostomy. You're going to have a bag for 3 or 4 months. Then it came back for surgery again in the early months of summer. And then Dr. Figueroa said, Mike, the test shows that we need to do 6 months of chemo. And that was the real, I was down high school weight, 160 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was a lot of people helping me. There's a lot of prayers going up for me. The station was very compassionate working with me. I mean, I was getting, even my chemo, I would work half time and I'd still come back to work mm-hmm. during that time. So there was a lot of community involvement, but also my wife and my son was helping because I really didn't want to eat. So when I look at my breakfast and I have something to eat and I can taste it, I am so thankful. I'm thankful mm-hmm. for the wind blowing outside to be able to breathe and see things. And I know there's others out there, survivors, that feel the same thing. And I can remember a granddaughter of one of the workers, Keturah, and going through the chemo and I didn't want to eat. Well, she came in and at the station and she says, Mike, there's some Cheetos in the candy machine. And she would come to me and allow me to, she would just encourage me. She would draw little pictures and says, Mike, here, have some Cheetos to eat. So aww. There's different things that people can do.
Well, I understand it's with salt and sugar is things that you can taste and other things not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're mm-hmm. going through chemo, that's what I heard.
And the other thing, yeah. Dutch Brothers. I mean, their smoothies.
There's another Dutch.
I mean, their smoothies, I would go and just.
Okay, Resnors, yeah. What did you do, pay him to come in here?
No, he didn't. But
you know what? But when they hear something like that, I can just imagine that, you know, knowing them, you know, something will click in their head and they'll go, cancer survivors, people are fighting cancer, and these smoothies are things. You know what? You know them. You know,
right.
I mean, you just know something's going to happen. Now, let me say something about this, too, is that the colorectal cancer, a colonoscopy, at least in my insurance and if you're on Medicare or anything like that, is mm-hmm. absolutely free. It's called preventative. And
it has changed
since then. But once you have this done, you only have to have it done probably once every 10 years, unless they do find polyps, and then they'll take care of that, and then they'll mm-hmm. come bring you back in 5 years. But what it does is it doesn't cost a thing. You've got a guy in town named Dr. Piyush Dhanuka that this man is
he is
absolutely exceptional. Mm-hmm. Besides being a friend, he is, I mean, he is our doctor for Linda and I when it comes to this and everybody else we know, too. But it is something like Mike just went mm-hmm. through. If he had, you know, if things had been a little bit different, he would have never had to go through this.
Right.
Right. And it might have been at a stage of just polyps.
Yeah. So this is something that is preventable. But
right.
this Relay for Life also helps bring in donations. It gets it focuses people awareness on cancer. Because people think, oh, well, cancer, oh, they've got a lot of this under control, but they don't. There's a lot more that can be done, like you said, these programs to help people that are going through this with meals on, you know, the meals being delivered and clothing and you know wigs and things like this, you know,
just hairpiece. Taking you to your appointment.
Yes.
Just that simple.
Getting you there.
Not, I mean, Mike is very blessed and he had a community around him. There are many people who may not have that same situation, and that's where the American Cancer Society can step in and really make a difference in that individual's life, but also their family's lives, because oftentimes a lot of families, you have to work. You have to continue to provide for yourself. And so when you have someone who can step in from the outside and really just hold you up and be strong when you're at a time when you're weak, that's what the American Cancer Society does, and that's why we Relay for Life here in Reading.
Okay. Now, how do people sign up and how do they get a hold
of
you?
So go to relayforlife.org, Reading Relay for Life, and you can form a team right there. You can see the teams that are already signed up. You can see how much funds they've raised. And don't let the dollar amount scare you, because the $100 commitment is what we're really looking for your team, for each person coming in. But you can. Some teams will raise several thousand, some will raise several hundred, some will raise a couple of hundred. But the great thing about it is it all goes together.
Everybody, and that's what it is. That, you know, don't think like, oh, I can't raise
$10,000.
You don't have to.
You don't.
You bring in a couple hundred dollars. That's a couple hundred dollars. Put your active in it. That's the big thing. You
exactly.
have
to
put your foot forward.
That's
and the name
exactly.
of some of these teams.
Really fun. We've had Beetlejuice. We've had the Wee Waka Wakas.
There's other ones, too.
There's all kind of fun ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of names out there on those teams. They have to do with different various stages of
Yes, there is. Well, we do have a goal this year. We'd love to have 75 teams sign up out there.
Okay.
And currently we're at, 37 teams, the last count I saw. So we've got a little ways to go, but it's doable. We'd like to talk about that. And then also, if you are a survivor, we're going to have a survivor ceremony, and we would love to have you come out on April 21st. We're going to be meeting at Wind River's Casino Eagle Room. So come on there at 6 o'clock. Sign up as a survivor. We're going to celebrate survivors. That's what it's all about, celebrating survivors and supporting those who have lost loved ones. And then all the ceremonies again, opening ceremony, 9 o'clock in the morning on the 30th. Luminaria, 9 o'clock at night.
And where's it going to be at?
At Shasta College, out
Shasta
on the
College,
field.
Out in the field out there. So get signed up. Again, what's the phone number here? Or is it just the website?
It's just the website.
Okay.
But if they have questions, they can call me at KIXE. That's fine. That number is 243-5493.
Okay. We're going to have you all back on again before this is, you know, before we get down into there. Okay. All right, everybody. Here's your chance to help. Go out there. Have a great time. Spend the night laying on the ground. Bring your cots and all this. Or you don't have to spend the night out there, but you can have people walking or running. Have different teams going for 24 hours. And I think that's important. All right. Mike,
thanks,
Michelle,
Carl.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
Fine Ammo, 3030, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The Reading Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM. Head of the trail.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical this morning. I guess you could say sabbatical. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wind River Resort and Casino. On Thursday night, Linda's going to be there. That's right, with Lady Bot in the Bluebirds from 7 to 9 o'clock. Here's your chance for a great dinner, having a good time. She was rehearsing last night. She said, oh, that band is great. You know, when they work together a long time, everything, you know, they can certain nuances that you don't hear if they're just getting together for the first or second time. But they've been working together for a year. And longer in some cases. Give a call at 243-3377 out at Wind River and Elements Lounge to get to have reservations made so you can get in there. Now, not only can you have a great dinner, you know, steak and lobster, and this is filet and lobster for $21.99. Try and beat that, find that anywhere, and it's good. Anyway, Elements Lounge, Linda, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, this Thursday, the 7th of April. Okay, I'm going to hit. And we're going to hit two things here real fast. But first one is Governor Brown signs the $15 an hour wage. You know, some people thought, well, maybe he'll veto it. No, and I'll tell you why. It's because the unions had this big ramp up to get the wage to $15 an hour, and there's enough stupid people out there that would vote for it. So at least they're kind of controlling it by saying, okay, give them another year to do it. And then he adds things to it like, well, if the economy's down and I can delay it, or the governor can delay it. But this is what he said. Economically, minimum wage may not make sense, but morally, socially, and politically, they make every sense because it binds the community together to make sure parents can take care of their kids. Kumbaya. Wait a minute. Let me. I think when I read that, I threw up in my mouth. Okay. Here's the thing about it. If you go to work flipping or working at the counter of Taco Bell, is this what you want to do the rest of your life? Is this what you want to do the rest of your life? What would make you then want to push yourself to get an education to go and reach out further? I mean, does it mean that you can, you know, well, yeah, I'd like to be the manager of a Taco Bell. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You're working your way up. It's a livable wage. But paying people $15 an hour for working at the counter of Taco Bell or McDonald's means that you're paying as much as a PFC makes in the military. Who goes and risks his life and is deployed away? You know, and have other people say, "Oh yeah," but then they get medical and they get cost for housing and all this. You know what? Listen to yourself when you say something like that, because the things that they don't, oh, those are perks. Yeah, well, here's the other perks that the military gets that McDonald's doesn't. Getting a call at 3 o'clock in the morning and leaving a day and a half later for 8 months. in going into combat, or being training and being gone away and missing five or six birthdays, anniversaries, Christmases, five, six, seven, eight, nine birthdays, Christmases, anniversary, anything that means anything to you, you're gone. So I don't even try to tell me that there's a relationship between the perks that military man makes and McDonald's. There isn't. Don't even go there with me. And don't tell me you think that this is going to be good for the economy, because even Brown says it's not going to be good for the economy.
The thing that astounds me is that when I was growing up, if you had a rural job that didn't pay a whole lot and you just needed some more, you went and got another job.
This is a beginning job. Listen to Bruce Dean. Bruce Dean, who, by the way, is not just owns a Black Bear Diner, and he wasn't, head of all the restaurants here, and, he was president of the Restaurant Association, millions of people and all this. The man is a very much cares for people. He's very liberal and about these things. But he's also a conservative. He's a fiscal guy that understands. He knows what's going to happen. He sees the people coming in these entry-level jobs. Who's going to hire a high school kid at $15 an hour? $15 an hour. No, what he'll do is he'll keep people that are trained in that, so he doesn't have to train somebody at $15 an hour.
For a brief period of my life, about 6 months, I was working days at an electronics distributor, weekend nights at Chuck E. Cheese, believe it or not, and weekends out at the radio station. I was probably in order to try to get caught up on some things. And now these people whine because companies limit them to 32 hours a week so that they don't have to pay benefits. Is the government going to step in on that next and
say, thou shalt
pay?
Of course they will.
Where's the incentive for somebody to improve themselves? And these people will say, well, I can't make it on those hours and that wage. Well, then get a second job.
Well,
what's happened to people?
Again, you go back to this part where it's this thing about taking care of people with the money of others. I tell you what, if they come up to a certain point, I mean, there's some people, there's some businesses that, guess what? There is a finite limit of resources that they can charge. So at what point does the mom and pop store start selling breakfast for $15? It's already at $9.90 or $10. When do they start selling it for $12, $13, $14, $15? Let me tell you something. You are not, you're going to watch businesses fail. You're going to watch, this is just another nail in the coffin of businesses in California. Okay. Now,
speaking of money,
let's go to this, we got like 3 minutes left. Hit me real hard with this Panama Papers. This thing, I guess, is large.
About a year ago, a magazine in Germany, which I will not even attempt to pronounce, one of the reporters got an anonymous email, says, do you want some very good data? And the guy says, well, how much? And the response was, well, my life is in danger, so I have to be very circumspect about this. We can only contact through email, but I've got over 2 terabytes of financial data that you will want. So they forwarded the information, and then 370 journalists from 76 countries spent most of a year investigating the documents. They include details of secret offshore holdings of hundreds of politicians, families, celebrities, and sports personalities around the world. This is major.
Okay, now this is secret holdings that is not, they're doing it to hide it?
Offshore numbered bank accounts in the British Virgin Islands, in Switzerland, in all these
places. Panama, these different places.
And we're tying up people.
But you're saying is that this is hidden funds, right?
Yeah.
Hidden funds, hidden money.
The company would set up fake corporations to launder the money.
Okay. Wow. Isn't that interesting? The fact is too is that they're looking at this is in major like prime ministers, people that are still in politics and standing like prime ministers of Iceland. The Putin name's been used, and the names are going to start coming out. And when it does, it is going to be incredible. Now these are people that are trying to it says is you've got money in an offshore account that you can hide. Now see, for a long time I thought that this thing had been handled, that the government could go into these different countries and say, we want access to your accounts. And in many cases, they could. I heard the Marshall Islands. over in, I think it's not Marshall, maybe it's the Cook Islands, over in, off of New Zealand, was one of those banking structures that nobody could get into.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't care who you were. If you had an account over there, they didn't care. You're not getting into it. So that was one of those things. There's others. You know, they saw it down in Belize, Panama, and, of course, what was the other place down there that was and all these offshore places, they thought their money was safe, but the government got access to these things. But now they're saying is there's others, obviously, with hundreds of billions of dollars.
This will be a big, big story. By the way, Sheriff Lopey is on the line.
And we'll get right back to Sheriff Lopey on the death penalty as soon as we get back from the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Voters are lining up across Wisconsin to cast their ballots in the state's presidential primary. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump hopes the lion's share of those ballots are cast for him. He says that could just about wind it up.
If we don't win here, it's not over. But wouldn't you like to take the credit in Wisconsin for ending it? Give Wisconsin the credit for ending it. And then we can focus on Hillary instead of these two guys.
These two guys, he's referring to John Kasich and Ted Cruz. Early polling signaled a tight race for both parties, with Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders hoping to gain some ground on their party's respective frontrunners. National Weather Service forecaster Brian Hurley says some parts of New England got large amounts of snow for this time of year anyway, yesterday.
There were some reports of 6 inches in Plymouth, Massachusetts. 7 inches in Warwick, Massachusetts. So there were definitely some high reports, but it looked like much of the Northeast that received snow were anywhere between 3 and 5 inches.
And in some places, it was a record for snowfall for the date. A new report says global military spending rose in 2015 to nearly $1.7 trillion, the first increase in several years, and John Gambrell reports the U.S. and China accounted for much of that increase.
The report says that the U.S. spent $596 billion in military spending, while China spent an estimated $215 billion.
The study was issued by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. TransCanada says a Keystone pipeline will likely remain shut down for the rest of the week, while officials investigate an apparent oil spill in southeastern South Dakota. Kuwait's OPEC governor saying members of the oil cartel and other producing countries likely will reach a deal later this month to freeze their production as crude oil prices sit below $40 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow right now down about 90 points. More details at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-37-
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460s.
Well, always fun.
Fun
when the satellite receiver does something. We'll troubleshoot that issue. But
I tell you what, that works out for us fine anyway. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl and the Bot, it is 3 minutes after the hour of 8, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com on April the 5th, 2016. 62 degrees out there, going up to 86 today. Tomorrow, 92. Come on, give me a break here. It's only April. Weather Report's always brought to you by this better-known business, Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney, great business down there, do a lot for our community. Discounts for seniors and veterans there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. A lot of things going on, but I tell you what, I think we're on the run here because we have Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopey with us. John, good morning. John, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
I'm doing fine. Semper Fi, my friend.
Hey, Semper Fi to you.
Okay. We here are, I was getting a series of messages from the people that are trying to reform the death penalty here. And they said, well, we have speakers. I said, okay, who do you have? And they said, well, we have Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopey. And I said, whoa. hop on this train. What is this program? What is this reformation that they're trying to do, that y'all are trying to do?
Well, the death penalty reform and savings proposal cuts waste, delays, and inefficiencies in the current death penalty system. And you got to keep in mind that the people on death row in California are like the worst of the worst. They've murdered over 1,000 victims, and that includes 226 children, 43 police officers, and 294 victims were raped or tortured. And what this act does is it reforms the appeals process. Right now it takes over 5 years for a defendant to even get a trial to go to the appellate level. It also reforms death penalty housing and victim restitution. For example, it would allow death penalty defendants to be double-celled, which could cause really savings into the hundreds of thousands, and also would compel them to work so that they have to pay restitution to victims. Because a lot of times in these death penalty cases, we forget about the victims and their families. And also, it provides agency oversight and reforming of the administrative hearing procedure for executions, because right now they're very convoluted and they take a long time, and really there's no justice for the victims, their families, and really it's not fair to the defendants either, because you know a lot of these people have been on death row over 20 years.
Well, they have, and I've visited San Quentin, and I've been there and seen the people they have there. I think there's 760, at least he says 760, give or take, because some of them die of old age, which I've seen lately, and they always get some new ones.
Right.
You know, the point is, though, is that it takes years and years and years and years, and it costs the taxpayers for each one of those inmates, I think it's $100,000 a year, which is double what it costs for a regular prisoner, in which is also pretty exorbitant, but it's cost double what it costs for a regular prisoner with all the things that entail being on death row.
Right, absolutely. And this process would expedite, you know, the appeals process would ultimately lead to, you know, the execution of sentences, you know, if the death penalty is affirmed in each case. And again, can you imagine the victims going through this for 20 plus years? I had a academy classmate of mine, Johnny Martinez, that was shot and killed in East LA back in 81, where we worked together. And I went to the parole hearing for the suspect something like 30 years later, almost 30 years later.
Jeez.
And it's just excruciating for the family and the victims.
Of course it is.
Well,
you know, if somebody, some pervert monster kills your daughter or son, and then you've just got to go on and on and on. You've got to appear. You got to keep going back for it. And this person, by the way, just ages gracefully. I don't know if it's gracefully, but ages while in prison. And then the government, we pick up, the taxpayers pick up their lawyer fees. We pick up everything for them for the
right,
next 40, 50 years.
Yeah, Carl, do you know, realize that, like inmates over 55, they have a tendency to have chronic health, deficiencies or problems, and, you know, it could cost more than $100,000. I mean,
yeah,
we
does.
Pick up the bill for everything.
And
imagine these are serial killers and cop killers and child killers and mass murderers that we're talking about.
And it seems like, you know, the opposition just keeps saying, oh, no, no, no. You know, they just keep dragging things around. Now, how would this movement cause a change in what happens? How is the reformation? Is it an initiative? Is it a law? How would it change it?
Well, it would definitely be a new law, and it would be new legislation. And the most important thing is reform the appeals process. For example, an attorney would be appointed immediately. It would expand the pool of attorneys, and instead of waiting 5 years to get an attorney just to do an appeal, it would be more or less immediate. The death row housing issue, you know, they double sell them, you know, save money, compel them to work. And I think the oversight of the whole process right now would be reformed. And the thing is, you know, that what happens if someone's going to be executed, they may get, the CDCR, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, may get thousands of letters from people all over the United States and even from Europe, and they have to respond to every letter. This law would also limit the number of responses required by CDCR and just streamline the whole process so that it goes quicker and the sentence is implemented sooner, and that all these appeals processes are streamlined. And, you know, justice is really achieved for all, because then the inmate gets resolution, but more importantly, the victim and their families, you know, are somewhat, you know, they get a more of a sense of
they
closure.
Get closure.
They don't go through the process for 20 or 25 years.
Okay. The so we're looking at something then. Is there like some kind of time thing on it that says, hey, from the time they're sentenced to the time it's carried out, should be no more than 5 years or... Which to me seems 5 years seems a long time, and I don't understand where they bog it down, except they keep changing their, you know, I mean, I understand how they can bog down the legal system by changing things every time they go back in there. But there should be something like a streamlined way that if you're on death row and you've got an appeal, boom, it goes right up there. It goes right to where it should go immediately. And but within a, you know, there should be some kind of set time frame, like within 5 years or 3 years or, you know, whatever.
Well, the death penalty reform and savings, you know, this proposal would streamline the whole process, and instead of appointing an attorney that you would see 5 years down the road, it would be almost instantaneous.
Okay.
And it would be this process. I mean, you should cut this whole process at least in half if this law is passed. And that's the whole idea behind it. Hey, put some common sense measures in here and mete out justice for these heinous acts. You know, this is what this is all about.
Well, that's true. And if, you know, the fact is somebody does not get the death penalty for running over somebody in a car, you know, when they're drunk. That that's something totally else. You don't get the death penalty unless the act is heinous and planned and thought out. And that's one of the things when you're in there in San Quentin, and when we took our trip through there, that you learn and you're talking to people. There's other people walking around in jail for life, but they're not on death row because of things they've done, and they're more than happy to talk to you about it. But their act wasn't heinous enough to get the death penalty.
Right. Well, most murders in California do not get the death penalty.
No.
And you're talking about, you know, serial killers and cop killers and child killers and mass murders and hate crime, you know, killers. And keep in mind, I want to emphasize the fact that, those, almost 800 or so inmates that are on death row have murdered over 1,000 victims. And again, over 226 children and 43 police officers and 294 victims were raped and or tortured. I mean, you're talking about the very worst of the worst, probably the top 2% or so,
you know,
the murders in California.
And you're talking about that guy that killed his pregnant wife, and he's down there in San Quentin. What's his name? Bob?
Mr. Peterson?
Yeah, Scott Peterson.
Yeah, right.
Premeditated, takes his pregnant wife, kills her. Dumps her out in the bay, blah, blah, blah. And now he sits there in the special. And see, they've got a special ward up there, a special area for ones who have either spent a long time on death row or those that are in danger of being, you know, killed. And Scott Peterson's on there. Scott Peterson gets letters. He, I think he's, women write to him all the time. I mean, the whole thing is weird. And how long has it been? I mean, the man killed his wife and his unborn baby, and he's still sitting up there. And it's got to have been, what, 5, 6, 7 years now?
Right, but a lot of these killers on death row make him look like a choir boy. I mean, we're talking, and I'm not. I mean, this guy committed a heinous act, and I think he deserves a death penalty. But you're talking about serial killers and cop killers and people that kill kids and mass murderers and, you know, the Charles Manson type people, and those are the kind of people that are on death row. You know, the sex offenders, the ones that go out and murder children.
You know, it's just just amazing that when you have, I know, we're not sure. Yeah, when you've got the DNA evidence, when you've got, you know, eyewitnesses, when the thing is like that, you know, there should be, you know what, here, immediately get your appeal. Here's a lawyer. You go through all the evidence. You go through, you check, you know, everything out. And then within a year, you come back and say, hey, guy, And you do like you do in some of these other countries. Just one day they walk in, take you out, and you're executed. That's
right.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you and I have been in a lot of foreign countries where that is definitely the case.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know,
in fact, you can be executed for drug trafficking. You know, in some countries.
Oh, you could, some countries you can, you know, you can be killed because you're gay, and you know they don't tell you that your appeal where your appeal is. They just walk in one day, pull you out, take you out, stand you up against the wall, and shoot you or hang you, and that's it. Now that's not our country. Our country believes in giving a person the right to, for you know a fair trial with a jury. He's found guilty or she's found guilty, then they go through the appeal process, and then the sentence is executed. Then, not 40 years from now or 20 years from now, but in a very reasonable time for both the prisoner and the aggrieved. So,
Carl, that is exactly the point. It's justice for everybody, and even the inmate. I mean, the inmates should have rights to, and the inmates shouldn't wait 20 or 25 years either. But again, I'm more concerned about the victims out there. And, you know, if they don't get the death penalty too, a lot of these people will be ultimately released. I mean, some of them won't be, but some of them will be.
Yeah, because they're changing things, as we know. Hey, we've got to take a break. Hey, John, how long do we have you? I know you're in a meeting or something.
Well, I'm in a conference right now, and about, I have to go in a few minutes, but, I can hang on for a few.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm just going to skip these commercials, and I can push them back in again if you have to go in a few minutes. Hey, the other things that are going on, you know, with the, you know, with crime and criminals and this latest, let me talk to you about it, because, you know, of course, Tom Bosinko comes on and talks about it, and Chief Rob Paletti, but these, you know, not just AB 109 and Prop 47, but this latest one about turning people loose based on their last crime and not their life of crime. Where is this coming from?
Well, the governor's proposed that we're really returning to the indeterminate sentencing scheme, that we moved away from the indeterminate sentence scheme to the determinate sentencing scheme when I first got in law enforcement in the 70s. And what's happening now is the governor wants to provide everybody the opportunity for parole if they've served their initial sentence, their core sentence, and then they would be released based on programming, services, that vocational training, education, and good behavior. So the governor, on one hand, you know, a lot of the penalty enhancements are going to be overlooked, and potentially people can be released from prison. Now, the governor claims that this is going to be primarily nonviolent offenders, but what this is going to do is ultimately, if someone goes to prison and they attend classes, vocational training, or they work, or they exhibit good behavior, they're going to be eligible for earlier parole. So we're going to have more people on the streets. Now, with realignment with Prop 47, I mean, we right now are in the midst of one of the biggest crime increases I've seen during my 38 career in law enforcement. I mean, we have crime increasing in many, many places in the United States, but especially California. I mean, virtually all chiefs and sheriffs are struggling with rising crime, whether it be property crimes or, in some cases, property and violent crime, like this is the case in Siskiyou County.
So, and down in Shasta County,
and under realignment, all sheriffs, we're trying to put the crooks in jail, but we have nothing but felons in jail. We can't keep misdemeanors in jail, and the fact of the matter is that we are trying to rehabilitate people through our community corrections partnerships. We're trying to rehabilitate people. We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to give them services and programming and education and trying to get them jobs and housing. We're already doing that. And essentially, if we go back to the indeterminate sentencing scheme, the idea is that people could get released early based on what they do in prison.
That just is another scary thing. Let's just put more people out in the streets.
Right. Well, the disadvantage is that they're overlooking some of the penalty enhancements, like you commit a crime with a gun, or you've got priors. I guess the positive aspect of it is that CDCR or Department of Corrections is going to design more programming and services and education and vocational opportunities for prisoners. And I'll tell you, all the county sheriffs endorsed that. Endorse it at least at county level under realignment. We're doing that right now. But it really remains to be seen what this indeterminate sentencing scheme, if it is implemented, will do for crime. I think it's going to increase crime because right now we're just overwhelmed, especially at the county level.
Right. Well, I think everybody's seeing that. Hey, our guest is Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopian. We really appreciate your being on today to talk about this, especially, you know, the streamlining and the reformation of the death penalty, where people will get to their appeals in a lot quicker. They'll have access to lawyers faster, and this will be settled sooner. And this is mainly for the victims of these horrendous crimes, these heinous crimes. And we appreciate you taking the time, and their families. So thanks a lot, Sheriff.
Yeah, Carl, thank you very much for supporting justice for all these victims' families and for supporting law enforcement. We really appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, you know, sometimes we forget that there's a thin blue line out there between some really bad guys and us, and we forget the families. That's the worst part. We forget the families who are victims of this. So thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for what you do, too.
All right.
Take care.
Semper Fi.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Semper Fi. Bye.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to catch up on our last break, and then we'll come back and talk about a few more things that are going on. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Get your motor running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 17th for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout. Rock and roll bingo and paper-only sessions. Where 12 regular games pay $400. $25 for 2 books. Additional books are only $5. Plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game. For a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Wind River. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
Bingo is better at the river.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Nindabot.
It is
24 minutes after the hour.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. I tell you what, John Bastiani does a great job. Forum founded his company 7 years ago. Great success because of customer service, of course, and the fact he's got everything a shooter wants, whether it's a long gun, a pistol, shooting equipment, accessories, reloading equipment, black powder, everything. He's got it all. And plus, he's probably one of the best gunsmiths you're ever going to go to. Right there, Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222 or check him out at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Let me tell you, veterans, he gives a true veteran's discount. So, now, when you listen to people like on their last one about from Sheriff Lopi and other people, when I was down there, I mean, there was no doubt that, you know, I was watching this and I was seeing what was happening there with these 760 people and how much it cost. You know, there's so many associated costs with having somebody there on death row or just in the prisons. Like, they've got a $40 million hospital there, but they don't operate on anybody there. It would be like a walk-in clinic. Where you walk in, you get treated, you might be sick, and at least keep you there overnight. But if you've got anything else, guess what? It doesn't. They don't care. You go to an outside facility where they then take you with two guards to this facility. Even if you're, right. You know, and there has to be two guards with them. And we've talked about it before. The waste and the corruption. I don't know if it's corruption, but the waste and abuse of the taxpayer is just enormous on these, and yet nobody seems to make, you know, nobody cares. Because, gosh, you know what, it's, you know, we've got these people, they're incarcerated, they need to be taken care of. You know, you don't ever think about, what about those poor victims? I mean, is anybody taking care of their families when all this stuff is going on? No.
Does that include that my tax money has to pay for breast implants when Jack decides he wants to be Jill?
Well, yes, it does. You know what? You are an uncaring oaf. You are an uncaring oaf that, you know what? You're not letting Jill exhibit her own sexuality in prison. The fact that Jill becomes the most favorite convict around there, you know, might have something to do with it.
Was it Manning or decided that he was really a woman or something?
Let's not even get into Manning here. I mean, come on. Manning, that's our, Chelsea.
Yeah. I can't keep
these. Did he pick the same name as
I can't keep these people Clinton. Straight. Pardon the pardon.
You'll never keep them straight. Not Chelsea. All right. Enough of that. Okay, let's move on to I talked about the college students believing in free speech as long as it wasn't too much free speech.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Isn't a college where you get exposed to ideas that make you that help you,
make you cringe.
Think and understand the world around you instead of indoctrination centers?
Huh.
Excuse me for confusion. But.
Well, you know what? You know, see, that's the thing is that you would think that it would be the last bastion of political correctness. That's where we've come to today. Is that not only is it politically, you know, you have to be politically correct on campus. You can't hurt people's feelings. You got to give, you know, there was a time that you went through this, these little timeout cards. You remember the timeout cards? You know, timeout. So you give somebody the card, says, I'm, this is usually in school, in kindergarten or something like that. You know, you're feeling too stressed. So here, I need a timeout here. And you hand somebody a timeout card so you can go recover your feelings. Now, I hate to say anything about the Army. But I understand that they experimented with this one during boot camp one time. If you thought you were stressed, you could hand your drill instructor a timeout card. I remember when I came into the Marine Corps in 1970 at boot camp, I could just imagine where that little card would be if I handed it to the drill instructor. And he says, oh, really? And he attaches it to the toe of his boot and sticks it like 6 inches up. Anyway, and
I can't just
even imagine telling Staff Sergeant Kaiser, I need a time, sir, Private needs a timeout, sir. Here's your timeout. Boom, knocks you out. And you're laying there for like 5 minutes. There's your timeout, Prive. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, sir, thank you very much, sir. May I have another one? Yeah, you can.
I want to see the expression on some Cherry Point DI's face when he's confronted with that one. It'd be like a scene out of Platoon.
Well, you know, okay. I can't imagine Staff Sergeant Kaiser
taking that easy. Or Sergeant Bell or Sergeant Putnam. Now, you're talking about something that happened in 1970. I can tell you almost every day at boot camp something happened and asked me what I had for breakfast this morning. Might have a little problem with that, but, man, can I talk about boot camp. Even OCS pales in comparison to boot camp. You know, if you talk about a change in your life and the way you look at things, I mean, I was like 21 years old. I did 3 years of college. I walk into this place. I mean, I knew I could see exactly what was going on in the psychological training and tearing down, building up and all that. I mean, that was easy, except for one thing. When you're in the middle of it, it seemed very realistic. You know, at night when you're laying there at attention, you jump in your racks and you're laying there at attention singing the Marine Corps hymn. And then at the end of it, he goes, if you'd done good that day, you got to snuggle into your bed. If not, you laid there at attention all night. Well, you know, I thought about that one for a while, and I thought, well, I'm just going to get into the covers. And you did, because I figured, well, I'll just tell them I was asleep.
Yeah.
But it kind of felt like I was cheating, so, you know. But then they'd come out and yell, recover! So everybody could, you know, go to sleep.
Mm.
It was probably the most remarkable 12 weeks of my life.
Secondhand, it's remarkable. I went to Navy boot camp in San Diego. And, of course, the Marine Depot was right next door. And every once in a while, some fool would go over the wrong fence. And they'd send him back after about 3 days. And he was much better behaved after that.
Hey, we've got to take a break here. Here's another factoid for you. Chuck Norris was the first human to visit Mars. That's why there's no life, signs of life anymore. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
When school is out, science is in at Turtle Bay's Discovery Camps. Children ages 7 to 10 are invited to join us for a week-long camp as we discover different sides of science, art, and history during our summer camps in June. Registration is open now. Discovery Camp is presented by Steve and Deborah Osborne and is part of the Creativity Garden, a nationwide project of the Association of Science Technology Centers, generously supported by Disney. For more information and to register, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Woo-hoo! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is Tuesday, the 5th of April. 62 degrees out there, going up to 86 today. It's going to be 92 tomorrow. We might get a little rain this weekend. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Nah, I know. It is. Oh, 92. Hey, discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business right there at Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. That is another veteran-owned business, which gives the best haircuts in Northern California. It is just a great place to walk into, sit down, catch up on your reading, car and track. You know, there's different, you know, catalogs, guns and ammo, all these things there. National Geographic, and on the TV, there's stock car racing and rugby and mixed martial arts.
I need to, one of these days, because if my knee starts acting up, I skip a day down at the gym.
That's right.
I'm gonna go down there and get a haircut and enjoy some SOS courtesy of the girls.
Well, I tell you what, the Cypress Square Barbershop, of course, Man's Last Stronghold is a great place. But then you walk on down the street on Athens, and there is Classic Cafe.
Yeah,
and they do. They serve chipped beef on toast or SS hamburger on, you know, and gravy on toast, and plus just regular breakfasts. But you know what? If you've got this thing from when you were in the service, and you got that, and you want to get your fix, you're not going to find a better one down there than Classic Cafe.
By the way, you have been picking on a senior citizen. Now, what? Admittedly, there's two senior citizens sitting here behind the microphone. Do you know that Chuck Norris is 76?
Do you know why Chuck Norris wears sunglasses?
Why is that?
To protect the sun from his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so boom, 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 boom. You know what? He's 77, but gosh, 77, Chuck Norris. Wow.
He's actually the elder among the movie badasses. So Sly Stallone, 69. Schwarzenegger is 68. And Jackie Chan's the child of the group at 61.
I love it. Hey, the presidential race, if I can call it that. I'm not sure if it's a race. The presidential debacle, as it goes slowly down the road, bouncing off each other, has Bernie. They're feeling the burn in Wisconsin. Now, don't you think, if you're Hillary Clinton and her team, you have just got to be trying to figure out what is going on here. What is going on here? We're trying, you know, we outspend him 50-1. I'm Hillary Clinton. And here's the socialist. He's kicking my butt in races. And he's leading in Wisconsin. Now he's going to go into New York. You know, Hillary, you blew it last time. You might blow it this time. Can you imagine that? Hillary losing to Bernie. And then they get because she's got all these superdelegates, which is, of course, criminal for her to have this. Because here's Bernie just kicks her butt all over the place up in the Northeast. And what happens? She comes out with more delegates because of the superdelegate thing. It is, you know, you talk about bought and sold. There you go, Democratic Party. It's in the Democratic Party. Oh, we're on the level. No, you're not. No, you're not. Look at this. I'm not talking about Trump and that group. No, not yet. We'll get to them. But you talk about what's going on with Hillary and the delegates and Sanders, who was a joke when he first started. They had a photo of him, and it's Sanders for president, and it was duct taped on the side of a wall.
Yeah.
Duct taped, and you can see the duct tape. The next photo is he's in the stadium, and he's in a stadium in Washington State filled with people. Feeling the burn. And here's Hillary running for president, and this guy is just chomping on her. And it's no wonder that she's probably starting to feel a little, well, gosh, not another time. I'm not going to lose another one.
I think her sense of entitlement and out-and-out hubris is finally catching up to her in the minds of most people.
You know what? The superdelegate fiasco, though, is the one that just takes away from the people's vote. That's the thing. You know, the people's vote should count. No, they don't, Hillary, because you've got it's fixed.
The fix
it's
is in.
The fix is in. And this is what is another person you want to have. This is the woman you want to have as president of the United States. No, we haven't talked about Trump yet. I don't even have enough time to get into that because that's just.
How did we get here?
You know what? There isn't one person that I talk to that doesn't say the same thing. There isn't one. I don't care who it is, whether it's a Trump, Cruz, or Clinton supporter. They all say, this is a flaming liberal lady
people
that I know, whom I just adore. She says, I can't believe that we're here. I'm voting for either somebody that's stupid or somebody that's a criminal. And I thought, well, you're going to have to kind of like narrow that down a little bit more for me. But that's where we are. And everybody I talk to is, how did we get to this? What happened to people like, okay, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, Eisenhower? What happened to all those people, Harry Truman? What happened to those presidents? You know, Reagan, Reagan. But how did we get to Trump and Clinton?
I have contacts, as you know, in Denmark, England, Australia, yeah. All around the globe. Right. And collectively, they are shaking their heads and goes, what has happened to the country that saved the world 50 years ago?
Yeah. Well, the country that saved the world 50 years ago is spending so much money because we're still saving the world because none of those people have an army. And if anything happens to them, they expect the United States to come in there and save their asses again. Oh, so just a little thing. Let's go to the phones. I'm sorry. We've used the term ass twice today. We don't usually do that. So we will try to clean up our act a little bit here. Terry! And the way we're going to clean up our act right away is we're just going to put you off the air. So, good morning, Terry. Now,
hey, my act is very clean.
Your act is very clean.
Okay. I'm Squeaky, Mr. Squeaky.
Okay, Squeaky.
Anyway, I wanted to bring up that the death penalty initiative that John was talking about will be available to sign at the Reading Patriot meeting on April the 11th at 6 o'clock. We meet at the Shasta Bible College, and that death penalty initiative will be available to sign there. We'll have it. We will also have people out and about with the initiative.
I think people need to really
buy there if you want to. Stay for the meeting, fine. If you don't, fine. But we will have the initiative available there.
People need to understand this is not to do away with the death penalty. This is to make the death penalty, to streamline it so that victims and their families actually have come to closure with this. But it also ends a lot of the corruption and the bureaucracy that cost the taxpayers literally hundreds of millions of dollars. On this, and they're that they get to a lawyer right away, and the appeal process is streamlined so they can get through all the different hoops you have to jump through, and then come to closure with this. This is what this is. This isn't let's just take him out to the tree and hang him type thing.
You know, someone like John Lopey, and there are several others used to have something called Support Rural America. And we did town halls for the sheriffs, Poindexter out of Modoc and Lopey and Gil Gilbertson, who was the sheriff at the time in Josephine County, and Palmer, who's still a sheriff in Grant County, Oregon, Hagwood out of Plumas and Handcraft out of Tehama, were guys that always showed up. We did virtually town halls for the sheriffs everywhere from Plumas County to Crescent City to Grants Pass. We never did one in Redding. We did one in Tehama County. But these six sheriffs were amazing and showed up at all of them. Haney showed up at a few from Trinity County. But it was really a great forum. It's maybe something that ought to come back a little bit. Because I think the sheriffs, their importance to our liberty and their importance to, being able to interpose between the government and the citizens, that's his main job, is to protect the citizens of his county. So, it would be nice to bring something like that back, like we had a few years back.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you, I'm going to go to an early break here because this is not what we're going to talk about. That's just one of the things we want to talk about. But the other one, you asked a question the other day, and I think it's an interesting question, but we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. Now, it's not just a gym, and Bob can jump in here and tell you too, but because they have all different types of programs there, including this aquatic one. This is one that Linda's in. It's training where you're in the saltwater pool, and they've got the largest saltwater pool in this area, and indoors. And you do the training when you put floats or these paddles on your arms where you
they have, provide resistance.
Yeah, resistance.
It's
resistance training in the water, so it doesn't tear up your joints and it doesn't tear up your knees or anything like this. And it just, but it's what an extended workout it is. And Linda just swears by it. And she talks about it. You know, she comes back and she goes, Kathleen really got to me today. Anyway, the other things too is it's got all types of machines, both, you know, free weights and any type of running, walking, stairs. This is what Bob's into. In fact, Bob, I'm doing
the treadmill. I tried Stairmaster and lasted all of 3 minutes.
Stairmaster is not a fun thing. I've been on those before, and it is not fun. Trust me.
It was sounding like Darth Vader inside the first 30 seconds. It was not pretty.
Okay, anyway, this is Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call, 768-1205. It works. Okay. Hey, join our Spartan Club over there, too, so you can be on the Spartan race with me. I'm going to try and get Bob into it, too. 8:45 right here at KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with Terry Raposo.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a moving sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sales. Sale ends April 16th. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
When school is out, science is in at Turtle Bay's Discovery Camps. Children ages 7 to 10 are invited to join us for a week-long camp as we discover different sides of science, art, and history during our summer camps in June. Registration is open now. Discovery Camp is presented by Steve and Deborah Osborne and is part of the Creativity Garden, a nationwide project of the Association of Science Technology Centers, generously supported by Disney. For more information and to register, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Murbach. It is 12 minutes until 9 o'clock. 62 degrees out there, going up to 86 today, going up to 92 tomorrow. Be prepared. Get ready. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Region, Redding's Regional Chapter 22nd Annual Banquet for the Safari Club International, Saturday, April 30th. Give them a call at 474-5075 for tickets. I tell you what, it's one of the best events you're ever going to go to. I promise you. Then, Saturday, April 30th, the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International. 474-5075 for tickets. Okay.
I swear, every weekend through the end of the freaking year is
it's
tied filled. Up with something.
It's got something. Yeah. Okay. Terry, good morning. Welcome back.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for 92 degrees yet?
I'm not ready for 82 degrees. So, okay. So what are we talking about here?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, because one of the things that you'd asked a question about was...
The question that I asked...
Was, is there anything...
If someone could name one thing, I don't care whether it's the toys your kids play with, the toys your grandkids play with, the makeup your wife wears, the food you eat, the light bulb you use, the gas in your tank, the clothes you wear, whether you can put a bathroom in or not, whether you can even have the right to your own property, name one thing right now that you... that the government doesn't control and you have control over, but the government doesn't control you.
I'm going to go to the bathroom after the show.
If you eat
yeah, but the
food,
toilet paper you
drink
use.
Water, or breathe the air, we
the
impact
toilet, the toilet
you every
you flush,
day.
As you said, you had to flush twice.
Oh, okay, because of the five thing. Okay, now listen to a quote that we've had here. What is it?
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
There you go. That was Russ Maul, who has worked for the county. And you know what? He was quite happy with that. So is there anything out there that the government doesn't touch, that doesn't control?
Well, stop and think about your property. You know, people say they own their property. You don't own your property. The government owns your property. Try to remodel your house. You can't do anything on your home unless you get some sort of permit or something else, but you own your property. Let's say you own your property outright. You own it 100% like you own your shoes. You still don't own your property. Try not paying your property taxes for 5 years. Try to do any kind of improvement. You see, the thing that we have to start realizing is that the government does control and has their fingers in everything. At what point do we have liberty? At what point are we going to say, no, we've had enough? I think that's what people have to start asking themselves and have been, frankly. I think that's one of the reasons for the Trump phenomena.
I think that it's not just Trump, but it's Sanders, too. A lot of people on the other side are looking at it. So,
because if you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
There's the other part of it. You didn't make that business up. That was obviously the government that did that.
Well, I think that the silent majority is probably not as silent as they were. We've got record numbers coming out and voting for people like Trump and voting for in the Republican primaries. And a lot of these folks that are voting are independents and are declined to state. I know that when we were doing voter registration, we were getting declined to state and independent, and people changed to that, and the ratio was 10 to 1 over Republican and Democrat. So I'm not so sure that... that Sanders, I'm not too sure that that whole platform is as relevant as a lot of people are making it out to be.
Well, it may not be. Now, the other thing, too, is I see a lot of other things happening with people that when I ask them a question about who you're supporting, nobody really likes the choices. But on the other hand, they know that they're so tired of political parties. They're tired of the Republicans. They're tired of the Democrats. They're not seeing a big difference between them, and even though that they say there is. And this seems to be fueling this thing with Trump. But Trump's numbers really have not gone any higher than, what, 38, 40%?
Right.
And so there's – now, it could be because there's so many other people that are involved in the races. So you still got Cruz and Kasich in on this. Even if Trump wins, do you see a change?
Well, I see a lot of different changes that could happen if we change them locally. But as far as the president goes, when you look at the Constitution, his particular power is nowhere near what we've given him. It's not even close. The whole thing is getting back to the Constitution. I think someone like Cruz probably has a better handle on that. Now, whether he's willing to do all the things he's saying, abolishing the IRS, et cetera, et cetera, if he's willing to do that and is able to do it with the Congress, with a Republican Congress, that's a different story. But I think everything starts locally. I don't really know that the President of the United States, how much that's going to affect us other than the Supreme Court nominee. And then again, the Supreme Court nominee has to be what? It has to be ratified by the Congress. So really and truly, when you look at this whole issue, if we don't understand about taking back our government locally, which brings us back to John Lopey and the sheriff, and brings us back to our local government, if we don't understand that, the rest of it pretty much is irrelevant.
The people that have the most impact on you short term are your local people that you vote for, city council, board of supervisors. Then it goes up to the state, then to the national level. You're right.
That's right.
No matter what the president is, there are checks and balances in somewhat. But what happens with the city council, like they're voting tonight on raises?
Well, your wife made a good point the other day, and she asked you, and it was probably a good question that a lot of people are starting to think about, and that is, are you telling me my vote doesn't count? Yeah. Your vote doesn't count. You know, there is a case that was in the Supreme Court, and that was the one in Texas, and that was Evan Wall versus Abbott. And it was an interesting decision because the Supreme Court said this was on one man, one vote. And this Supreme Court case that came before the Supreme Court was about the fact that everything should be apportioned according to the voters, okay? Now, the Supreme Court said, well, we really can't look at it that way because everybody deserves representation. That proves the state of Jefferson's argument right there. The one issue that came up is that in the Constitution, any way that a district is set up or any way there's apportionment in the state is by the state, not by the federal government. And what Reynolds versus Sims did was gave the federal government power to dictate through an opinion. Remember, the Supreme Court can only do opinions.
Right.
Through an opinion, how they should redistrict and how they should go ahead and have the people represent it, which is unconstitutional. And to that end, two of the Supreme Court judges wrote briefs on their own. And they wrote their own opinion saying, you know, the federal government has no right being in the states, which is exactly what we're talking about. The Fed should have no right in dictating to the states how they apportion districts.
And this was based on
the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, well, this thing was based on the fact is they said it should be representing the voters and not just the numbers of people.
That's correct.
And what
However,
the Supreme Court
everybody
ruled,
should have representation.
Yeah, and what the Supreme Court ruled was no, it's the number of people in that district, not just the number of voters, which kind of strengthens the fact if you've got half of your population is illegals, then or they're illegally, then they deserve representation too. So you're going to count it like that. Hey, we got
right,
somebody on
that,
the we got
that
somebody
was
on
Reynolds
the,
versus Sims. The rub though is that the federal government has no right. No lawful position in how Senate districts or districts for assemblies are done in the states. They don't have any jurisdiction there.
Okay,
and that goes back to a whole other issue of jurisdiction and the jurisdiction of a state.
Okay, we've got somebody calling in. Dar, good morning. You have a question for Terry.
Good morning. Well, I was wondering where they were meeting now that they're not at Bonneville anymore.
They're at the where are you meeting at, Terry?
We are meeting over at it's the Ready Patriots will be meeting over at the Shasta Bible College, and they meet at 6 o'clock on Monday nights. And April the 11th, as I was saying before, we will have the death penalty initiative, the one that Sheriff Lopey was talking about there, and also Debbie Bajic-Lupi, who's an expert on Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, which is the new movement on Agenda 21. So it should be a really interesting evening on April the 11th at 6 o'clock.
Thank you. And what I wanted to something here by Patrick Henry, and he talks about the Constitution, and Patrick Henry said, the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and interests.
I think that's true.
To me, is what's happening now. There's no respect for our Constitution and our people and our Bible and our God that was, our country was established on.
Thank you, Dar. We've got to run. We've got like 2 minutes left. Hey, Terry, for this, by the way, on this, people can sign that petition she's standing in front of the Reading Mall, the young lady or a lady out there near the bus stop, and she is there where you can sign the petition for reformation of the death penalty. So she's there right now in front of the Reading Mall near the bus stop, and she'll be there until 9:15 or so. So anybody wants to go out and sign a petition right there, you can do it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Terry, thanks a lot for being with us, buddy.
Yep.
All right. We're going to have another longer session when we're talking about the whole we're going to talk about the latest in the state of Jefferson and all the movements there. So
lively
tomorrow,
show this morning.
Yeah, tomorrow, Missy MacArthur, we're going to talk about, did they give raises to the to employees at Reading City Hall, and why, if they did, or why if they didn't. I wouldn't want to bet any money if they did or not, though. Anyway, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 86 today. Don't leave your little puppies out there in the car. Don't leave yourself out there. You can start getting sunstroke. So good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
Back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be
KCNR Shasta ready.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, program,
chatting it up with voters in Waukesha this morning.
I hear the polls are busy, huh?
They are busy.
We could have a big surprise tonight, folks.
Analysts expect Ted Cruz to win the Wisconsin GOP contest. John Kasich bristles at the suggestion made by his Republican rivals that he quit the race.
When we get to the convention, they're going to wonder who can beat Hillary, which I consistently do, and they do not. And that's why they're starting to trash me. They want to dirty me up like they've dirtied themselves up.
On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders is expected to win in Wisconsin. PayPal canceling plans to create 400 jobs in North Carolina. It's a protest over the state's approval of a bill that bars local governments from passing their own anti-discrimination measures. Governor Pat McCrory says the law...